Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, our mission is to give you a shortcut, really, into the 1KV2040 document.
Which is a fascinating one.
It really is. A 28-year economic blueprint for the Western Cape, published way back in 2012.
Yeah, a long time ago now.
And it's this amazing example of long-range planning that's deliberately trying to get past the usual short-term political cycles. So, okay. Let's get into it.
Well, I think the first thing you have to get your head around is that this isn't just, you know, a government plan.
Right. Not just another document that sits on a shelf.
Exactly. It's positioned as a common agenda, a kind of shared vision between the public sector, the private sector, civil society, everyone.
A real joint effort, then.
It's a deliberate attempt to really kickstart a transition toward a more inclusive and resilient economic future.
And their foresight on global risks is just... It's incredibly granular. They were modeling huge geoeconomic shifts, the digital transition, and, of course, critical environmental changes.
Like carbon taxes, yeah.
And not just talking about it. They actually calculated that a R100 carbon tax would add, what, R.22 to the cost of a kilogram of fruit being exported from the Overberg.
Which is an amazing level of detail.
I mean, is that kind of detailed modeling?
Uh-huh.
Is that normal for a plan with a 28-year horizon?
It's pretty unusual because it takes these huge abstract threats and it grounds them in, you know, local economic reality.
It makes it real for people.
Completely. And to manage those risks and achieve their core vision, a resilient, inclusive, competitive Western Cape by 2040, they translated all of that into six core attributes they needed to build as a society.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? What are these attributes?
Things like being highly skilled, innovation-driven.
Resource efficient, which makes sense given the focus on environmental risk.
Exactly. And also connected, high opportunity, and the really big one, fundamentally collaborative.
Okay, and to actually get there, they created a structural roadmap.
That's right. Six primary transitions, everything from knowledge and economic access to ecological and institutional changes.
But I think the real magic trick here is the phasing. They broke the whole thing down into four distinct seven-year cycles.
Which is how they tried to get around the election cycle problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. How do you anchor a political commitment for 28 years when an administration is only focused on the next four or five? What did they build in to enforce that longevity?
Well, the sequencing itself was meant to be the enforcement mechanism. The first seven-year phase from 2012 to 2019 was all about creating the platform.
So you're just building the foundation.
Building capacity, getting those foundational collaborations secured. But even with that long view, they knew they had to tackle the most immediate crisis first.
Which was joblessness.
Joblessness, yeah, especially among the youth.
And the numbers back then were just stark. We're talking over 546,000 people unemployed in the Western Cape alone.
And over two-thirds of them were aged 15 to 35, many without even a high school graduation certificate.
A massive foundational challenge.
Which is what mandated their immediate high-profile intervention, the Paths to Employment Program.
Right. So what did that actually involve?
It was a plan to massively increase subsidized work experience for, well, for virtually all unemployed young people. The estimate was that creating 300,000 work opportunities a year by 2019 would cost around R6 billion.
Wow. But they didn't frame that as a social cost, did they?
No, not at all. They framed it as foundational human capital infrastructure spending, an investment.
But there's always a risk with programs like that, isn't there? That you just end up displacing formal employment.
A huge risk. But they were very specific about how to avoid that.
So these weren't just temporary EPWP type jobs.
Precisely. They were designed as ongoing subsidized experiences with a focus on creating defined pathways into the formal economy.
So they tied the work to specific strategic sectors.
Exactly. Like environmental programs focusing on alien clearing, what they called Green Cape, or human capital initiatives, like using those youth as early childhood development assistants. The goal was to build genuine confidence and real employability.
And the document concludes that this massive step change is entirely possible.
It is. But it all hinges on one critical thing.
A fundamental shift from... what, adversarial and transactional politics?
To sustained collaboration that's actually based on shared values. At its core, the entire 1CAPE 2040 plan was designed to escape the political gravity of the next election.
Which is such a powerful idea, and it leaves you with a pretty big question, I think. If we accept that deep intergenerational societal progress needs a phased roadmap like this, these four sequential seven-year platforms, what's the deep challenge in your own world, whether professional or personal, that demands that kind of strategic patience today? Something to ponder.